This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. This is the weekend of the John Moyle, March the 16th and 17th. Have you made some contacts yet? Still some time to get involved. The March General Meeting is going to be a buy and sell. Open to anyone to buy, but only to members to sell. We have found we have so much stuff to auction. The auction has now been put on the 11th of May and it will be held at the Shack. We will have a barbecue lunch when the auction is over. Please remember to take home any items that you do not sell or give away. We cannot dispose of rubbish. We still have a lot of work to do on the Shack site, and Barry and Roy are looking for a band of able-bodied helpers to come and help with fixing the second shed on the site so it is secure storage for the Girl Guides organisation. You'll need some basic hand tools, and we'll need a ladder or two and some power tools. Barry will advise what he needs in a mass email. The Saturday mornings may be on all Saturday mornings over the next month or two, so the work can quickly get done as the Girl Guides are very keen to get into the shed and start filling it with their stuff. We may also have to make some work be Sundays and even weekdays. Barry will send out a mass email outlining the date and the time of work bees at the site. If you're able to help with this project, please email Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au and tell him when you can be available. This is urgent, so give it some thought and send Barry an email tonight, please. Shack mornings start at about 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. The next Saturday morning at the Shack will be the 23rd, and we will be going on with the job of cleaning up the Shack, disposing of items we no longer need. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on March the 22nd. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book. Just turn up. Your subscriptions for 2019 are due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March, and $25 if paid after that date. You can pay by direct deposit. The details are found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page, or you can pay at the March General Meeting on the 21st of March. Gary Percy, VK5OR, is still looking for a new operator to join the 2-metre callback group on Sunday mornings. This is not an onerous task, as there are 6 or 7 operators that take it in turns. Your turn will only come around once every 6 or 7 weeks. If you would like to know more details, send me an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au and I will forward you Gary's link. Remember, if you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WAA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you're not a financial member by the end of June, your email address will be deleted from the AHARS database and you will not receive notification of a number of up-and-coming silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of AHARS to bid on these auctions. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megs with a -600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58's here, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Thanks to Peter, VK5BE, the audio link from Narracourt to Willaluka has been restored, and the repeater appears to be working very well. Tony, VK5ZAI, and wife Jewel were able to access the system down to the mount from a point 60-odd kilometres north of Bordertown last Sunday. On investigation, Peter had found a dirty contact in a DB9 plug onto one of the boards, and on pulling it apart and cleaning the contacts, full function was restored. This was a very good find, as tracing faults such as this can be very difficult, but Peter came up trumps, A very good fix. Thank you, Peter. I mentioned last week the car rally, due to take place near Haywood in Victoria in the very near future. This will prove to be an interesting exercise, as the organisers plan on using RaceSafe to keep track of the position of all competitors in real time. RaceSafe, if you Google http://RaceSafeH2O, one word, that's RaceSafeH2O.com.au, promises to be a big safety plus, as well as potentially being a big time saver, as it should be easy to locate lost or broken down cars without spending hours looking for them if they have strayed off the course. We look forward to seeing this in use for our first time. We were saddened to hear of the passing of Michael Ward last week, who, for a number of years, gave us his time and expertise by manning a video camera at the chicane for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. His efforts were greatly appreciated, as he did an outstanding job until ill health forced him to retire from the scene. We extend our deepest sympathy to Michael's partner Bronwyn and families. Vale, Michael. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. By now, you have probably spoken with one of the club members activating VK5ARC for the John Moyle Field Days. Thanks for your contacts. On the 28th of March, at our club general meeting, Mike, VK5ZC, will give an entertaining history presentation on the early days of ham radio. All are welcome, and tea, coffee and cake will be available. It's a 7:30 start. The next club working bee for the repeater tower will take place on the weekend of the 13th and 14th of April. Breakfast and lunch will be provided for workers who turn up. Steve, VK5ZEO, will give a presentation on his exploration of Bletchley Park at our April general meeting on the 25th of April. All are welcome. A club show and tell night will be held on the 17th of May, so bring along something interesting to talk about. Sometime shortly, David, VK5LEX, will talk on the digital mode FT8, so watch this space. That's all from me, so 73 from Skark.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. The North East Radio Club Buy and Sell is on again, and it will be on Saturday, the 27th of April. And it opens the doors at noon, and we'll be at the Modbury West Community Hall. So come along and grab a bargain or two, and maybe a sausage off the North East Radio Club barbecue. There will be soft drinks available, and you can also get a table and sell off some of your pre-loved equipment if you so wish. So don't forget, on Saturday the 27th of April, the North East Radio Club annual buy and sell. And this month, of course, has got five Fridays in it. That's right, the 29th of March is the fifth Friday night, so we'll be going out and having a nice meal somewhere, and I'll let you know next week where I've booked us into. So stay tuned for the details of the fifth Friday night dinner. And next Friday night, the 22nd of March, will be a tech night, and it's going to be devoted to test gear. So if you've got some test gear that you're not sure about, and you'd like to know more about it, then bring it along next Friday night, and some of our gurus will introduce you into some of the mysteries of that device. So come along next Friday night for the tech night. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.